but I want to feel oppressed without any rest. I want to see you sing, I want to see you fight, cause you are the real beauty of human rights. Ooh, make it bomb, make it bomb, make it feel like girl, I gotta ooh, make it bomb, makes my body dance for ya. Ooh, make it bomb, make it bomb, make it feel like girl, I gotta ooh, make it bomb, makes my body dance for ya. Nobody can beat the Mama Africa. You follow the beat that she's gonna give ya. Only her smile can all make it go. The separation of a thousand more.
That is Makeba, the Dirty Riding remix by Jen from the album Zanaka. That was her debut album from the French singer-songwriter from Toulouse. She moved around a lot. She lived in Congo, Paris, and Dubai, which gave her a lot of wonderful influences, multicultural influences that seep into her music. I'm Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox now for something from way, way back when. I think this is basically when recording started, recording actual music that we hear on audio files. And those audio files were definitely phonograms. This is from 1928. It's called Bulldoze Blues by Henry Thomas. He's one of the original bluesmen, and he's from Dallas, Texas. Here it is on The Jukebox.
I'm going back to Tennessee. I'm going back to Tennessee.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is The Fixer, a song that explores themes of grief, love, and rebirth through a widescreen folk style with a very cinematic weight to it, don't you think? That is an artist from Australia, an indigenous artist by the name of Ki Arna. And thank you for the submissions. We love getting new music, and so if you do have submissions, you can hit us up at Julian Taylor's Jukebox on social media. And if you have requests, by the way, listeners, you can do that too. Coming up on the show, one of my favorite artists of all time, and an artist from New Zealand as well. Jordan Raquet has a song called What It Gave Me. We've played him on the show before. He is from Maui descent, and he is wonderful. A really cool artist that I was introduced to when I worked at Element FM. Before we get to that, how about Sade? Sade and the song Paradise. You know one thing I love about Sade is that she says that she doesn't release music unless she has something to say. So there's a lot of time between some of her records, and I think that's really brilliant. I find for myself and in this day and age that a lot of musicians are forced to keep on releasing music because of the insatiable appetite that people have online. And I really respect that about her. Here she is on the show. We'll be right back.
Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Music from Vancouver, British Columbia, and one of our favorite artists here on the show, that is Noreen Braun, A Hero in the Wind, a prolific songwriter. We've played many of her songs here on the radio show, and we'll continue to as long as time permits. My name is Julian Taylor, and I am so happy to bring all this great music to you guys each and every week. I want to thank my team for helping me put this show together, as well as the station partners who air it across Turtle Island. And to our sponsors who help us keep it on the air. So thank you, everyone. Niau Goa, it's so beautiful. And I've got this wonderful song now that I want to play for you. It's a bit long, and it's a classical piece. I love classical music. I really do. And when I was a kid, I remember just driving around with my mom listening to CBC when the afternoon day part show was all classical music. And she would just totally zone out. I hated it, but now I understand it profusely. Here is a beautiful track called The Beginning by Sergei Kozlov from Organ Toccatas Book 2. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning into the show. And if you have requests, remember, send them. We'd love to play them. And until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate disasters like hurricanes and heat waves can send people to the hospital with problems ranging from injuries to heat stroke. This can lead to unexpected medical bills for families and rising costs for employers who help pay for their employees' health insurance.
Every CFO in America knows how much they're spending on healthcare benefits for their workers and family members.
Tracy Watts is with the HR consulting firm Mercer, which worked with the National Commission on Climate and Workforce Health to create the Climate Health Cost Forecaster. The online tool shows companies how extreme heat, poor air quality, floods, and hurricanes could increase the cost of their employees' healthcare over the next decade. Better understanding these costs could motivate companies to take action to protect their employees as climate change causes more extreme weather. For example, companies can provide cooling and hydration stations and create safety plans for extreme weather events.
If you have some targeted adaptation strategies, it will greatly benefit not only your business, but your people as well, which are probably your greatest asset.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.